How y'all feel?
Deep, bad job. Multi hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On 3, 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
All right, welcome back to hour number 2. It's just Shane today. Shane Dennis, Chad Chambers producing on a football Friday. And now that this cold front has come through South Central Kansas, not all fun and games anymore for the prep football players, especially the guys that like to sling it around. Although this wind and cold that we're experiencing right now, maybe, hopefully, might settle down by kickoff tonight. And we'll bring in Chris Lilly from Cake Sports to talk preps, high school football talk with Chris, as we do pretty much every Friday during the football season. We're glad to have him in. Chris, you and yours going to have to bundle up maybe for the first time this season as the fall is officially here, huh?
Yeah, I think we have. It's the first week of real football weather. As we kind of, yeah, it's freezing, it's cold, and I hope there's no precipitation. The last time I checked, it didn't look like there would be, which is great news. But yeah, it's the tides have turned. The boys of fall are here, and it's a great way to wrap up the regular season with a bundle up with the jacket.
You know, Jad and I were talking earlier, Chris, about COVID and all the just pain in the neck to really sad stories and everything in between. But maybe the one thing that it's given us, and I think we talked about it maybe a week or so ago, Chris, you and I and Bruce did, is that we show how flexible these high school programs and athletic departments can be. And it also gives us some interesting matchups that we normally wouldn't see. We'll get to one here in a minute between St. Thomas Aquinas and Bishop Carroll. That's fascinating to me that those guys are getting together. But we've asked you for a couple of years now, does anybody have anything for Andale? And over the years, collegiate would be the answer to that, but correct me if I'm wrong, they never get together. Well, now they are. And how do you see this one? And is this maybe the one that you're going to have as much of attention paid to this game, maybe more than any around the area?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be our game of the week on the Blitz tonight. But it's definitely, it's the 2-3A Titans going at it. And like you said, yeah, it's all the time, every week, week in and out. It's who's going to be collegiate or when are they going to slip up? And this could be one of the best shots that they've had all year and that they might have until they play maybe collegiate again in the playoffs. The last time the Spartans beat the Indians was in 2015, and they do play every year, but they've gotten trounced for 5 straight years, whether it be they only score 7 points or 55-0. But this is a totally different collegiate team than in recent memory. And that's just because they're clicking and they got this quarterback, Wesley Fair. He can do a little of everything. He can sling it. He's a beast running the ball. He's like 24 total touchdowns. So I think this is going to be much closer than it has in years past. I don't think they have quite enough to get past Andale, but it should be a fun game. And Andale, they're closest game so far this year, last week, a 19-point win over Clearwater.
Did they actually have to play the whole game? And I'm not trying to be flippant, but their varsity has barely had to play past a half. Did they have to at least do that last week?
I think the starters are going to be in there in the second half.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's your litmus test when you play Andale. Do you make their varsity play the whole game?
So good.
The St. Thomas Aquinas and Bishop Carroll game, help me with STA. Are they as great as they normally are? I mean, you talk about a factory in Andale up in northeast Kansas. St. Thomas Aquinas, they fit the bill normally. Are they great again?
Yes. Yeah. Everything that I've seen and heard, that they are really good. They've lost 2 games. One is to a really good team in Nebraska, the Omaha area, and then to Lawrence, who's amazing this year. That from what we've seen already in 6A, they might be the class of 6A this year, especially with Derby having a down year and everything. So St. Thomas Aquinas is very good, and hats off to Carroll, man. They've put their head down and played the schedule that they could have, you know, as you mentioned with this COVID, they had to get a little creative. And hands down, in my opinion, the toughest schedule in all of high school football in Kansas this year, Carroll, they've played every other week. It's a team that's one of the best in their class, whether it be 6A, 5A, 4A. And here they are sitting at 4-2, and they're coming off a huge win at Bishop Miege last week. Out that, you know, but 20 points at Bishop Miege. That's incredible. So Dusty Trail has been playing some awesome football. Hunter Trail is great on the ground. And they're just super, super solid all the way around. And I think it'll be a fun game. And the last time they played, state championship game in 2017.
Huh. Nice little rematch in the regular season we get treated to tonight. You mentioned Derby a little bit. They play May South, I believe. And you talked about, I'll let you speak to it, how you want to define Derby as being down. But what's the very, very latest with them? Because they started off with Mill Valley, and I think all of our jaws are still on the ground that we saw that final score and was like, oh, my God, what's the deal with Derby? They've gone through a lot, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yeah, and down for Derby is a lot of other teams' best years. So that was no disrespect towards them at all because, they still are a very good team. They lose in a nail-biter to Mays last week. And, you know, since then they played well. They beat Carroll. So they still are a very good football team, but they just aren't necessarily that world beater this year. Could they go on run? Absolutely. I never count out a Brandon Clark team. Just because he always gets them ready to go. But, yeah, this May South game could be interesting this week, tonight, with Derby, two teams that kind of are looking for, better seeding positioning as we head into the playoffs. May South, they've also lost a close game to May, so they know exactly how that feels. But they got back on the right track in the close win last week against Hayes. So, yeah, I think we could see a lot of points scored in this game.
Talking to Chris Lilly from Cake Sports, talking high school football. I told you that when I come back and reincarnated, I want to be Kyler Simrad. And that dude from Goddard didn't let me down, threw for 271 and five more touchdowns last week. And the most famous connection in high school, Kansas high school football, Jake Shope, his best buddy, 11 catches, 200 yards, three touchdowns. They have Andover, right? They're over here by me. I might have to take that one in if they let me in. That'll be great.
Yeah. I would for sure, recommend going and seeing that game. And Kyler Simrad, every week he just slings the ball all around the field, throws a couple hundred yards, a couple touchdowns, and that Goddard offense, like we've said week in and week out, is amazing. And this week they have a really big test. Andover, 4-3, but their defense has been one of the best in 5A. So if they could slow him down and maybe get the ground game working with Max Milton, I believe, on the grounds and keep the ball out of Goddard's hands, maybe we could see something. But, I'm looking to see. I think Goddard improving to 7-1, getting a really good seed headed into those playoffs. But Kyler, he's going to have a couple more hundred yards? Yeah, probably. That's what he's done week in and week out.
Yeah, and I don't know that he's – necessarily affected by the wind or the weather, but again, the wind by nightfall should calm down, so it'll just be cold and not necessarily windy or rainy. As you mentioned, Chris Lilly from Cake Sports talking high school football here on a Football Friday on Sports Daily. Glad to have him. Another couple of games in the area, but not necessarily within the Wichita city limits that you keep your eye on. One involves Scott City.
Yes. A huge game in 3A as well. It's a district title on the line between Scott City and Southeast of Saline. Scott City just shut out Colby, who's a really good team. They had 28-0. They had over 360 yards of total offense. And Southeast of Saline, 6-0. So a lot on the line tonight. And so, that'll be one that should be an awesome game in 3A. And it seems like we have so many in the area in 3A that are amazing games. It's whether it be not necessarily this week, but just 3A is loaded, especially in the area. So it feels like every Friday night is a game that's very, very meaningful.
Have you seen I don't know if I brought this up last week. If I did, I apologize, but I can remember thinking it and maybe not asking it, but the level of football, the quality of execution, blocking, tackling, and whatnot, from what you have been able to tell and the folks that you send out to watch games from Cake that they've been able to tell, would you be able to tell we're in a pandemic as far as the sloppiness and execution and their everything that involves too?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I've not noticed any sloppiness. That's a testament to these coaches and these players of kind of grinding each day to be ready and to be sound. And I've not seen anything that suggests that. Yeah, whether because in the NFL we see it. I feel like every game or every week that there's a lot of sloppiness, just turnovers and stuff like that. And even college too. But so far in high school this year, it's been awesome. I've been very impressed just with the way the composure that these young men and coaches and everything have had and have been able to kind of bury their heads in their work. And it's been awesome to see because it's been high level throughout every team.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask you anyway. Do you think the powers that be, the administrators around Wichita, specifically the City League, made the right mm-hmm. decision in reversing course and saying, you know what, we're going to try to play after all?
Oh, yeah, I would say absolutely. And hopefully everyone's families and everything have been safe during mm-hmm. this crazy time. But everything that I've seen, heard, and reports and that high school sports hasn't been a huge part of anyone like getting deathly sick, which is great news. They've had to shut down and stuff. And I feel like people have been responsible outside. But as far as City League goes, I haven't even heard that or seen that yet. I feel like once the season started, since they got that late start, they've kind of rolled every week, which has been great to see. But yeah, I would say, and I guarantee all those players there are happy that they were able to turn around and look at Northwest. They thought they, might not have a season, and here they are with another undefeated regular season, another City League title. So yeah, I would say it was a good decision.
Forgive my ignorance, but Northwest and East turned out how? What happened?
A defensive slugfest, because of course. I think the final score was very low scoring. I'll double check here. But yeah, Northwest ended up winning, but the East defense played awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 17-2.
Wow.
Yeah, just like we all thought.
That was
a very good game. And Coach Martin afterwards, gave East all the credit. And they were like, hey, like, we didn't necessarily struggle. It was like, that's just a really good team that we lined up against. And they were able to hold us to 17 points, which was by far their lowest output of the season.
Can we crown some league winners tonight if things break right? Are we late enough the season for that?
Oh, yes. So, yeah, and ADCTL, a huge one. Mays at Hutchinson. If Mays wins, they clinched the ADCTL Division I crown. And from what I've been able to find and research, I think the last time Mays got it was 2003. Hmm. It's been pretty much, Derby since then, or other people have come in there. So Mays 7-0 at Hutchinson 6-1. So that'll be an awesome game and the Salt Hawks are maybe one of the biggest surprises in the area this year of just how well they've played. And we'll see if they can get one more and spoil Mays's party of going undefeated in the regular season and getting that league title.
All right, Chris, tell us how we can discover everything there is to know about high school football tonight, what time, and what you guys are going to be focusing on. Give us a lowdown.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we tune into Cake TV at about like 10:14-ish. We go on air with the Friday Football Blitz, and we'll have a bunch of highlights, scores, and everything from around the area, keep you all caught up on everything. But, so we'll have like Andale Collegiate, Aquinas Carroll, Mays Hutch, Conway Springs, Cedric, Scott City, Southeast of Saline, Goddard, Andover, all of those great games. Yeah, and then the game of the week, we'll have post-game reaction stuff with the winning team and everything. So, it'll be a lot of fun as we wrap up that regular season. 10:14-ish on Cake TV.
So 12 hours from right this second, tune in to Cake 10, and you'll find out all you need to know.
Perfect.
Plus, you will, I'm sure you will get us all tuned up for the playoffs, which is right around the corner too.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Again, a tip of the cap to all the teams that have, as you put it so eloquently, Chris, taking care of their business. And, you know, the fact that these guys, for the most part, for the ones around here, again, the majority, not all, but the fact that they haven't, none of these teams have had an absolute outbreak that wiped out the entire team for the entire season. You know what I'm saying? I think
we've had a couple, like a week or two, which was, I think, more so than just following the rules, which is great. But yeah, they've gone on. Yeah, it's been awesome.
Good deal. All right, Chris, we'll catch up with you next week.
Yep. Have a great night.
Appreciate you. Chris Lilly from Cake Sports talking high school football. All right. There you have that. It is 10:16. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll catch up with Bruce, who's on the road trying to track down Jake. He's playing some basketball, apparently, at Southwestern College. So that's the reason why you haven't heard Bruce yet, but hopefully we will here in the next segment. We'll also catch up with, as I see it, it's Todd Benway's turn for State Farm. They continue to be above 500 in their picks, and everybody was above 500 in our picks last week. So we will, 1, 2, 3, we got seven games/props. One's a total in that Kansas City-Denver game. So we'll pick those in about 9 minutes or so from right now. So we appreciate Lee Sterling for joining us in the first hour, and Chris Lilly just now. If you missed either one of those, and if you want to know who Lee picked in the first segment, just go to the radio.com app and click the rewind button. It's so, so handy. You can rewind anything from any of our stations for the last 24 hours. And if you want to go to the podcast, Jad does a great job with that. Go to kfhradio.com very quickly after a segment. It's normally up on our award-winning website, kfhradio.com. All right. There's a site called mibets.com, and they ran a poll of over, I think it was, let me double check. I think it's 5,100 people were polled, and which NFL fans complained the most, coaches that complained the most, and pretty much everything, quarterbacks, coaches, social media rivalries, and the like. It was 5,103 people were surveyed between September 22nd and October 8th this year. So this is a pretty fresh poll. 57% were male, 43% were female. Average age of the respondents was 36 years old. Followers of the NFL, either Fairweather fan or all-in fan. Excuse me. And the questions were, the top five fans who complain the most. Jad, I don't know if you've seen the results of this poll.
I have not.
I bet you can guess. I bet you my week salary that, Jad, you're going to be able to tell me at least two of the top five fans who are deemed to complain the most.
Just in the NFL?
Yes.
That complain the most.
Top five fans who complain the most.
Hmm. Oh.
Come on, Jad. Don't overthink it.
I'm not overthinking it. Dallas Cowboys.
They're number one.
Woohoo!
Of the top five, they are at the top. Top annoying habit, using victim mentality, according to this poll. What's one of the other four? I got faith in you.
What's one of the other four? Got faith in me for which fans? Dallas was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Cleveland?
Not a bad guess, but not Cleveland.
Okay.
New England is who I thought you would nail. They also apparently use victim mentality.
Yeah, they do at that.
Surprisingly, the third in the third spot of top five fans who complain the most, Buffalo.
That is strange.
And their top annoying habit among these pollsters is complaining on social media.
Okay. There's almost the Bills Mafia, huh?
The Bears and Eagles are fourth and fifth.
I might have guessed Bears.
Yeah, those fans' top annoying habit is complaining about the officiating. Bad officiating.
Really?
Yeah. In case you're wondering, Chiefs fans are 25. They're way down
the
list.
Way down there, yeah.
Yeah, of fans who complain the most.
I wouldn't put them anywhere near the top.
Well, winning a Super Bowl will keep you from complaining, probably.
Yeah.
So the least whiner fans, Tampa Bay, surprisingly. Huh. They are 32nd. They are dead last in complaining. Now
expectations,
perhaps.
now
they're going to have some next year. They might climb the list with Brady and Gronk being down there. But the top quarterbacks who complain the most, according to this, and then we'll get to our State Farm picks.
Yeah,
Tom Brady is at the top. Cam Newton is second. Surprisingly, fans or these pollsters think Josh Allen from the Bills complains the most. He's at number three.
All right.
And followed by Aaron Rodgers and then Nick Foles. So there you go. That's not a very surprising result of a poll of 5,000 NFL fans who weighed in on the fans, coaches, and quarterbacks that complain the most in the NFL. All right, let's get out of here. When we come back, hopefully we'll have Bruce on the line. Hopefully we'll have Todd Benway on the line. Hopefully we'll all stay hot with our State Farm picks. We have 7 games to go today. Bruce won the week last week. It's true. He
really?
Said it yesterday, and he really did. He went 5 out of 7. He was 5-2 to get closer to 500, even though he's still below 500 so far this season on the picks. It is 10:22 on Football Friday. We'll make some picks when we come back.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.